Welcome. This podcast has been provided by Zion Bible College to help you prepare for your short sermon at District Fine Arts Festival.
Zion is committed to biblical preaching and to mentoring those who want to develop their ministry skills.
We want you to do your best in your short sermon and are cheering you on.
So sit back, listen, and gear up for the journey.
Welcome back to the Short Sermon Podcast. This is Pastor Gene, and in this bonus episode, we're going to talk about preaching that is supernaturally empowered by God's Holy Spirit. Now, our guest today is going to help us understand how this can relate to your fine arts sermon. His name is Charles Crabtree, and he is the president of Zion Bible College. Before that, Dr. Crabtree served as the Assistant General Superintendent of the Assemblies of God and has taught preaching seminars all over the world. Welcome to the podcast, Dr. Crabtree.
Thank you, Pastor Gene. It is a real privilege to talk about a subject very close to my heart because it can transform individual lives and also effectively change the world for Jesus Christ.
Dr. Crabtree, in the New Testament, there are all kinds of references to preaching in the early church that was much more than words. And by that I mean words that were pregnant with supernatural power that changed the lives of the listeners. Paul kind of spoke of this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5. When he reminded them, he said, "Our gospel came to you not simply with words, but with power, with the Holy Spirit, and with deep conviction." And I want to focus on those three words in this episode: power, the Holy Spirit, and deep conviction. Now, today, we call this preaching with anointing. But help students out who are listening. What exactly is the anointing as it relates to preaching?
Well, the word anointing connotes consecration for ministry, as well as spiritual power. In the case of an anointing of a ruler, for instance, it means political authority, but for Spirit-filled believers, it means a flow of the Holy Spirit's power. Now, if I had to give a formal definition, I would say that anointed preaching is preaching that is supernaturally empowered by the Holy Spirit, and it's flowing through the life of a preacher to bring about God's will. Paul recognized this in 1 Corinthians 2, 1 through 5. It'd be good to study this passage carefully. "I did not come with eloquence," says Paul, "or superior wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I came to you in weakness and fear and with much trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power."
You know, the anointing is kind of like the wind. It's hard to define it, and sometimes it's easier to get our arms around something by talking about what it is not instead of what it is. What are some common misconceptions that you find that students have about the anointing in preaching?
Well, Pastor Gene, there's a lot of them, but let me just mention a few. There are some that think that if you raise your voice and scream real loud with passion, you've got a certain anointing. There are others that think that you don't have to prepare anything. It's just a spontaneous preaching that God just pours through your life unprepared, which is a dangerous thing to happen to anybody, because God will not allow that to happen too often. And there are some, though, that say that it's a permanent gift from God and it's possessed by the individual, which is not true. Then there's the anointing that puts a person in a spiritual class above others, and this is the most dangerous of all. But then there are those who claim to have the anointing and they're free from spiritual authority and the judgment of elders. So you have to be very careful when you're speaking of the anointing that there isn't deception in what people think as the anointing.
Okay, Dr. Crabtree, so you have given us some good scriptural ground for the anointing in preaching. Why is it so important in the ministry of preaching to be anointed?
Well, I see the anointing, and I believe with all my heart it is divine enablement. Now, there are many different Bible verses that speak of the Holy Spirit's supernatural empowerment upon His servants, There is one passage in Jeremiah 23 where the prophet rebukes false prophets for many inappropriate things. One of the things the prophet addresses is their total absence of anointing and supernatural empowerment in their preaching. It is in this rebuke that we see how valuable the anointing really is to a preacher. The anointing enables us to speak about things that flow from the heart of God. Jeremiah 23:16, they speak visions from their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. And then in 1 Corinthians 2:1-5, it says that it teaches that there is a preaching beyond your limitations. Paul says, I came to you in weakness and fear and with much trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power.
That's good.
And then there's the anointing that results in a life-changing message. Jeremiah 23:22. Listen to this. But if they had stood in my counsel, they would have proclaimed my words to my people and would have turned them from their evil ways and from their evil deeds. So without the anointing, the preacher is limited in his or her natural ability to communicate the truth of God's word.
Well, that's a really good word for teenagers who are preparing for the fine art sermon. So, Dr. Crabtree, so that I can understand this correctly, you're saying that even a young person can preach with anointing in a way that their message can flow from God's heart. It can help them be effective beyond their limitations and even see life change in their hearers. Is that what you're saying to us?
Absolutely. And everyone who begins to prepare for these messages should keep that in mind, foremost in their mind.
What are some practical ways that a young person listening to this podcast can seek to acquire the anointing in their own preaching?
Well, of course, it begins with a time with God. If you're going to receive something from someone, you have to make contact with them in prayer and study the Word of God. Again, it says, if they had stood in my counsel, remember Jeremiah 23.
Yes.
Then it's also obedience in your personal life, and that means that there's a discipline. And anything done well in life, let alone the kingdom of God, demands consistent effort. And then you need to have that constant dependence on God, not in your own strength. It leads to a humility which says, without God, without his anointing, without his word, then it's all meaningless. But you know what, Pastor Gene, that comes from a hunger.
That's good.
You have to be hungry for anything worthwhile, because anything worthwhile is going to take some effort. But they who hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. And I want every student to recognize that faith is the key that unlocks the door to these efforts, because of faith is the substance of things hoped for, and we must believe that the Lord is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. There will be times when it doesn't seem to have any impact, when it's just so hard, but the just lives by faith, not by the struggle or by the facts. They are in the realm of faith, which demands that hunger grow and develop to a point where God will reward it.
What would you say are some of the most dangerous things that would hinder or take away the ability of a student to communicate with anointing?
Well, obviously, the unholy life of the Scripture just tells us very clearly that those that are in sin, the Lord does not even hear their prayer. So you think about that. It short circuits everything in the ministry when there is sin in the life. And I believe that the basic problems in preaching and preparation for preaching and attitude is the sin of pride or arrogance, because God resists that kind of spirit, and so people move on and try in their own strength and their self-sufficiency. But Paul says, again, I didn't come to you with the ability of men and excellency of speech. But remember, too, that the prayerless life is a godless life. And any time that you try to minister the word of God, when you try to bring the Spirit of God without that connection of prayer, it is incredibly difficult to even consider preaching. And then I hate laziness in the ministry. It's the disease that grows out of apathy. So these are some of the common hindrances to the anointing that I could see, Pastor Gene.
President Crabtree, I know your passion for preaching is so great that on top of all your responsibilities in leading the college there, you still carve out time that you go in and teach homiletics to students. Have you ever witnessed a student in their teen or college years preaching with anointing?
We preach and teach here at Zion that the anointing in anything is absolutely necessary to accomplish anything in ministry. And so we watch our students, and along with the training of the mind, we teach them very carefully that a dependence upon the Holy Spirit is just as important or even more important than any other effort. And the result is that in the chapel services where our seniors preach, we have been amazed at what God has done in their lives and the change that has come over this student body when some of our youngest preachers bring the word of the Lord with authority and anointing.
Well, that is really encouraging to hear because, you know, many students, especially those starting out, maybe they're in high school preparing their short sermon, feel that the anointing is for super saints. You know, they feel unworthy of the anointing and think that it's for those super Christians. What would you say to a student who's listening today to help them and to address this insecurity that might hinder them from pursuing the anointing?
Well, they have to remember, Pastor Gene, that no believer is worthy of receiving any of God's gifts. When you think about it, they're not worthy to be saved. Salvation is a fantastic gift, and we're not worthy of it. The baptism of the Holy Spirit, the same. But the student must remember that God wants them to be effective. And remember, you're not ministering self, but you're ministering Christ. And so it isn't what you are so much, it's what he is and who he is. And because of this, the student can overcome all of these insecurities.
Well, Dr. Crabtree, what I'd love is for you to give your advice. What would you say to students who are participating in the short sermon category in Fine Arts Festival? If you had 1 minute to address them, what would you say?
Well, I would say, first of all, you have to have the right attitude, and that's to be grateful for the opportunity. And then, secondly, you need to seek a text you're comfortable with. And what I mean by that, you can address with conviction. Has it changed your own life? Then you can communicate something powerfully. And then, third, you need to believe in your heart that the Holy Spirit is going to give you creativity to prepare a really effective ministry. And never do this under pressure. Take time. Don't wait until the last minute, and then take advantage of all of the mentoring that's around you. Upload your sermon and let Zion's staff help you coach you into a fine arts participation. If you really enjoy preaching, consider coming to Zion to study it formally and in depth. So there's lots of opportunities for you.
President Crabtree, would you close this podcast by praying a pastoral prayer for students who are listening and preparing to preach their fine arts sermon? Would you do that for us?
I'd be honored to. Let's pray. Now, thank you, Father, for calling people to proclaim your word. I ask that everyone who believes it is right for them to begin the journey to become an effective voice for you will sense that opportunity to prepare and preach a short sermon that will be great in its power. Teach them from the beginning to be full of faith, knowing that he who called them will give them the anointing of the Holy Spirit. But at the same time, teach them to understand that without the anointing, they can do nothing effectively on their own. Now bless them, Lord, and anoint them, Lord, and then use them, Lord, to your highest purpose. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, thank you for joining us today, President Crabtree.
It's been a privilege.
That is about all the time we have. This is Pastor Gene and the Explore the Call team wishing you God's best as you prepare for your fine arts sermon.
This free resource is provided by Zion Bible College.
If you feel God may be calling you to full-time ministry and would like to hook up with resources to help you explore that call,
check out our companion website at www.explorethecall.com or Zion Bible College's website at www.zbc.com.
Thanks for listening.